A Chinese military ship is traveling in the disputed South China Sea to train its sailors and visit other countries. China hopes to spread goodwill, strengthen its claim to the disputed sea, and reduce Australia's influence in the area. China has upset many Asian countries since 2010,by using small islands in the South China Sea for military purposes. Brunei, Malaysia, Taiwan, Vietnam, and the Philippines all claim part of the 3.5 million square kilometer body of water. China claims about 90% of the sea. The naval ship Qijiguang left port in late September on a two-month trip for military training and visits to foreign countries. That information comes from the Chinese People's Liberation Army's military news service. The ship plans to visit Brunei, East Timor, Fiji, New Zealand, and Papua New Guinea.It is the second such trip since 2017. This is an unusual case as far as I can see, said Andrew Yang, Secretary General of the Chinese Council of Advanced Policy Studies in Taiwan. I think China is probably exercising its soft power, particularly to try to convince the region that China is a benign power,It's not an antagonistic power. A goodwill operation could ease international pressure on China to restrict its expansion in the South China Sea. China began trying in 2016 to improve relations with other countries that claim ownership of South China Sea areas. That year, China lost a world court ruling to the Philippines.Over control of some of the sea. At the same time, China has added military power to islands it already controls. The naval training ship first visited Brunei for 3 days, the Chinese military news service reported. More than 300 people, including representatives of the Royal Brunei Navy,showed up for its arrival. Brunei and China dispute rule over an area of sea about 370 kilometers from Brunei's coast. The area is considered rich in gas and oil supplies. All six claimants value the sea for those supplies, as well as for fisheries and shipping lanes.China and Vietnam have fought there periodically since the 1970s. But most of Asia lack China's military power or technology at sea. The 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations is pushing China this year to sign an agreement about maritime behavior that could help prevent problems in the disputed sea.Other countries on the training ship's planned path are not directly involved with the South China Sea dispute. However, they are inside Australia's traditional area of political influence. Australia, Japan, India, and the United States belong to a group called the Quad that seeks to restrain China's maritime expansion.Australian Navy ships sailed twice in the South China Sea earlier this year, followed at times by the Chinese military. I'm Jonathan Evans.